Recorded Books presents Atlantis, The Brink of War by Gregory Moon. Narrated by Jonathan Todd Ross. From Porter Winfield, Director, National Security Agency. To President Laura Moffat. The White House. Madam President, I am pleased to report that we successfully interviewed the two young people who recently returned from Atlantis. You will receive a more detailed description of their journey in the coming days, but we have reason to believe their account is truthful. The vehicle that carried them is unlike any technology we've seen, and the girl with them has strangely alien features. We are convinced she is an Atlantean, but she has thus far refused to speak with us. The agency received your note communicating your distaste for long unbroken paragraphs, so here is a brief bulleted summary of what we know. Three individuals, including former President Richard Gates, his son Meriwether Lewis Gates, 12, and Hannah Barkley, 15, daughter of iTide founder Miriam Barkley and investor John Barkley, survived the most recent tsunami in a custom-made submarine. The crew of three entered Atlantis on July 9th. The boy, who goes by Lewis, assured us repeatedly that there were no cannibals in Atlantis. We are not sure why he was expecting cannibals, but he asked that we include this in our reports. Upon their arrival in Atlantis, they met the Atlantean girl, Kaya, and were mistaken for invaders. With Kaya, they spent several days attempting to evade capture as they traveled through the subsea world. Atlantis is much larger than we anticipated. It consists of perhaps 100 million people and many major cities. The technology of the Atlanteans is far more advanced than we realized. They use sound-based, non-lethal weapons and have learned how to control gravity. We can confirm that Atlantis is responsible for the devastating tsunamis that have plagued the world's coasts for years. The hot sauce in Atlantis is fantastic. I would not have included this point, but Lewis repeated it on numerous occasions. Our codebreakers are working to determine if there is some kind of hidden message in this statement, but it may be that Lewis just really liked the hot sauce. Given your fondness for this condiment, we will try to get you some. The three travelers were eventually caught and imprisoned in Atlantis. They managed to escape, but Professor Gates risked his life in the process and remains in Atlantis under the care of a local. We do not know if Gates is alive or dead. Hannah, Lewis, and Kaya returned to the surface in a stolen Atlantean warship, destroying a factory in the process. The factory was designed for the mass manufacture of warships. The three young people returned on the morning of July 17th, and they have remained in quarantine since, due to concerns about possible Atlantean viruses. Neither Hannah nor Lewis will reveal even the approximate location of Atlantis. We suspect the Atlantean girl has requested this of them. We tried bribing the boy with sneakers from Ambassador Jordan. He accepted the gift, but did not return the favor. Again, we will provide you with a more detailed report in the coming days. As for Professor Gates, I strongly advise against any attempt to rescue him. This situation is far too delicate. Many questions remain about the tsunamis, the intentions of the Atlanteans, and their potential plans for war. Needless to say, we should prepare.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?